An American pilot whose stealth fighter went down over Yugoslavia last night has been rescued. The Pentagon says the pilot, whose name has not been released, is in good condition. The incident came just hours after NATO announced it was expanding its air campaign and will now go after a much broader range of targets. And despite the downed plane, air operations are continuing. From London, NPR's Andy Bowers reports.
Although the Pentagon is not releasing many details, the rescue of the stealth fighter pilot in Yugoslavia seems to have been very dramatic. It came only hours after the plane went down about 35 miles from Belgrade, and Serbian television began running images of tangled and burning wreckage. Pentagon spokesman Kenneth Bacon made the announcement last night.
I'm happy to report that the pilot has been rescued and is safe at an Allied base. He and the combat search and rescue team that picked him up are all safe.
NATO says the pilot is now back at Aviano Air Base in northern Italy. The Serbs claim to have shot down the stealth fighter with anti-aircraft fire. That would be a propaganda victory for Yugoslavia, considering the F-117's reputation as being nearly invisible to radar. But Western officials say it's also possible the aircraft had mechanical troubles. One of the $45 million fighters broke up and crashed at a Maryland air show about 2 years ago, but none has ever been lost in combat until now. In fact, the Pentagon's Kenneth Bacon says the aircraft has a solid history.
This plane has flown hundreds and hundreds of missions over Iraq through very dense air defenses. It's flown very well over the very dense, over and through the very dense air defenses in Yugoslavia, and it will continue to be a mainline plane in this operation.
President Clinton said in a statement last night that he's, quote, tremendously proud of the skills of the pilot and the courageous individuals who participated in the recovery. And despite the incident, the president and U.S. officials vowed to keep up their attacks on Yugoslav forces. In fact, news of the downed plane came just hours after NATO announced phase two of the air campaign. This new phase will broaden the target list and include smaller, more mobile targets such as tanks and artillery. That will require Alliance aircraft to fly lower through rough terrain and nearer to anti-aircraft fire. The Pentagon says this new phase had not yet begun last night when the stealth fighter went down. In Brussels, NATO spokesman Jamie Shea noted that Secretary General Javier Solana had reached a consensus of NATO members before deciding to broaden the campaign.
The Secretary General has taken this decision with the support of all Allied governments, which are determined to bring a halt to violence in Kosovo and to prevent further humanitarian catastrophe.
The aim of this new phase of what's called Operation Allied Force is to go after Yugoslav ground forces operating in Kosovo. Western leaders say these forces are the ones carrying out alleged atrocities against ethnic Albanians in the province. British Defense Minister George Robertson spoke at a briefing in London today.
But we are increasingly switching our attention to the military thugs who are causing such misery and suffering directly at Milosevic's orders. And let them get this message, because we are going to hit them hard.
NATO leaders insist that their air campaign is not the cause of increased violence in Kosovo, even if Serbs have used it as an excuse to step up murders and ethnic cleansing of Albanians. NATO's Jamie Shea said at a briefing today that Yugoslav soldiers and leaders will have to face war crimes charges for any atrocities they commit.
Whether we like it or not, we have to recognize that we are on the brink of a major humanitarian disaster in Kosovo, which the likes of which have not been seen in Europe since the closing stages of World War II.
And despite the downing of the stealth fighter and several days of poor weather over Yugoslavia, NATO airstrikes are now going on around the clock, not just at night as in the early days of the campaign. Andy Bowers, NPR News, London.